Welcome back to another Guitar Maniac Show. I'm Basil, here with my partner Jamie, bringing you the best tunes in guitar rock. Right, Jamie?
It's a great show. Yeah. Started off with a little Pete Townsend, one heck of a guitar maniac. That was the real me. One of the greatest songwriters, greatest guitar players of our time. Not the greatest lead player of our time, but man, does he ever play what's right for the song. And let's face it, he writes the freaking song.
John Entwistle also playing great on that tune. Really, the bass jumps alive just like a guitar on that. Well, it is a bass guitar after all.
It is a bass guitar. Yeah, John Entwistle, bass maniac.
Bass maniac.
Coming up, we've got one of the great blues players of our century. Well, last century, I guess. David Gilmour and Pink Floyd doing Comfortably Numb on the Guitar Maniac Show.
Down, I hear you feeling down.
And welcome back to the Guitar Maniac Show. Great tune. Awesome playing by David Gilmour, huh, Jay?
I feel like he's delivering a real, it's like a pound of flesh. He really puts these colors and flavors into the solos, and there are certain licks that only he plays, and you hear it, you know it's David Gilmour, and I love that about his playing. It's timeless, it's powerful. You really feel like he's giving you something special.
Yeah, he really makes that Strat sing. Next up, James, what do we got?
Kashmir from Led Zeppelin, Jimmy Page, Guitar Maniac.
I'm a traveler of both time and space.
back on the Maniac here in the studio with Jamie and Basil. Jimmy Page, Guitar Maniac with Kashmir from Led Zeppelin. Coming up, we got a song written by Tommy Shaw for the band Styx. He also plays the solo on this one from the album Paradise Theater, triple platinum album from Styx. This is Too Much Time on My Hands on the Maniac.
Yeah.
Jake E. Lee, Guitar Maniac, from the album The Ultimate Sin from Ozzy. The way he plays the guitar at the beginning of that song is so innovative and so cool. He really humanizes the instrument, makes it sound like a human voice, bending up and reaching for those high notes. And then those extraordinary riffs towards the end of the song. Great guitar solo. Jake E. Lee, man, what a talent. Coming up, Mick Ralphs with Mott the Hoople doing a song written by David Bowie, All the Young Dudes, on the Guitar Maniac Show.
Don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, same with juvenile delinquent Rex. Oh man, I need TV when I got T-Rex. Stones, we never got it off on that revolution stove. What a drag! Too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. Gotta raise some cab to bed. Oh, is there concrete all around, or is it in my
are back on the Guitar Maniac Show. Mick Ralphs playing that beautiful opening for that song from Mott the Hoople, All the Young Dudes. Great track. Up next, another great player, Jeff Carlisi, 38 Special, So Caught Up in You on the Maniac.
Yeah.
and we are back on the Guitar Maniac Show. Great tune right there. Awesome playing, huh, Jay?
Yeah, I mean, Carlisi rips it up at the end there. Just a lot of great flavor. I mean, it's a timeless track. He's a timeless player. I really enjoy it. You know, on the Guitar Maniac Show, we recognize all the great players and all the great songs, the stuff that you really remember that really resonates with your soul. But we're going to switch gears a little bit here, head over to Ireland, and we're going to listen to The Edge and Bono do Sunday Bloody Sunday on the Guitar Maniac Show.
There's been a lot of talk about this next song. Maybe too much talk. This song is not a rebel song. This song is Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Jesus won. On Sunday, bloody Sunday.
so many great licks on that tune, Baz. It's crazy. Skunk just kills it. Jeff Skunk Baxter.
Yeah, what a player. Walter Becker playing bass. The great Walter Becker playing bass.
He's a phenomenal guitar player in his own right.
Up next, Eric Clapton, a real guitar maniac.
Oh, yeah.
The group is Blind Faith. The tune is called Badge on the Guitar Maniac Show.
Just before they bring the curtain down.
And we're back on the Guitar Maniac Show. Great song by Tom Petty. Mike Campbell really playing some great guitar on that. And Jimmy Iovine producing that record. Really good, huh, James?
Yeah, I love the way they spent so much time on the drum sounds on that record. I know the whole story behind them having to hide the masters and creating their own label out of that recording because MCA wasn't going to give them total control, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, it's a neat story, and it makes for a timeless record. I mean, that record, Damn the Torpedoes, is just full of incredible songs. And
sure is. Sure
sounds
is.
Amazing. Mike Campbell is a definite guitar maniac. We love that guy. He's kind of a staple on our show. Coming up, we've got a song from Night Ranger that features Brad Gillis and Jeff Watson in that order doing the solos. Some really innovative guitar work. In my opinion, it changed the game a little bit. You'll hear this neat effect on Brad Gillis' solo where he hits the Floyd Rose tremolo. This would be the original Floyd Rose. He hits it and it makes this neat sound where it kind of vibrates. It sounds like a little bit abusive. It's pretty neat. You'll hear it on the wow, 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 wow. Anyways, I always remember this track because there were two distinctive styles in the solos, and you'll really hear that. Jeff Watson and Brad Gillis. Brad Gillis plays the first solo. Don't Tell Me You Love Me from Night Ranger on the Maniac.
Don't tell me you love me.
Welcome back to the Guitar Maniac Show. Thanks for tuning in, guys. It's been another great show, huh, Baz?
Yeah, another great show on the Maniac. Hey, those two guys of Night and Night Ranger, they are great.
A very underrated band. I mean, obviously Sister Christian was the big hit. We decided to play this song because it's just got those two great solos back to back. And I kind of miss that, you know, where you had one guy on the right, one guy on the left, one guy went first, one guy went second. You got, you know, KK Downing, Glenn Tipton,
yeah,
Dave Murray, Adrian Smith.
Yeah.
You know, it was a great thing. Even, you know, even Izzy and Slash, you know. I mean,
Izzy and Slash, yeah.
Yeah, I missed that era. I wish that would come back. Maybe we'll help bring it back, Baz. What
hey,
do you think?
Maybe we will. Dickie Betts, Duane Allman. There was always great players that went back and forth like that. And we love bringing these great players to you.
Yes, we do.
On the Guitar Maniac Show. It's been a great show. We look forward to hearing from you. If you want to email us, you can email us at theguitarmaniacshow@gmail.com. If you want to submit to the Cream of the Crop show, you can also drop a line at artemisrecords@gmail.com. Catch the show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at artemisrecordsradio.com, where you can get the Guitar Maniac Show on demand, Cream of the Crop 2. Also, we're at artemisrecords.net and Artemis Radio on live365.com.
Thanks for listening, guys. We're going to close out with a classic here from Kansas. Dust in the Wind. I love this song, and man, is it a classic. See you next time, guys, on the Guitar Maniac Show.
The Guitar Maniac Show is brought to you by Artemis Records, broadcast from Hollywood, California, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at artemisrecords.net. The Guitar Maniac Show is sole property of Artemis Records. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without written consent is prohibited.